Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Thousands sheltering at Gaza City's hospitals are evacuating as urban fighting and bombs and rockets increase. Israel's military has opened an evacuation route. Injuries are severe and resources few, say doctors like Tom Potokar with the International Red Cross. He has been in a war surgeon situation in Gaza before.
This is the 21st century, and this is where humanity seems to have got us into a position where, for whatever reasons, you know, there is still so much suffering and so much pain.
The Big Ten Conference has banned Jim Harbaugh from coaching at Michigan's three remaining regular season games in a confrontation over a sign-stealing scheme. Wall Street indexes closed higher, as did crude oil prices. Australia offering to help people in the Pacific island chain Tuvalu, allowing over 200 per year to come to Australia to live because of rising seas due to global warming. Just to make sure you have that. Inflation's silver lining for taxpayers.
The IRS announcing its adjusted tax bracket threshold for 2024 rising 5.4%. That slightly outpaces the current inflation rate. It means the amount of money that you would have to make to move into a higher tax bracket has been raised, so folks who were just above the threshold may now find themselves below and paying less. And good news for those who take the standard deduction, that'll rise $750 to $14,600 for individuals in 2024. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Who could take home some Grammy gold?
SZA, killing it. The Kill Bill singer leads the Grammy Award nominations with 9 nods. The song Kill Bill up for both Record and Song of the Year, and her album SOS up for Album of the Year. Others getting nods in the big three, Song, Record, and Album of the Year categories, include Taylor Swift, Jon Batiste, Miley Cyrus, and Olivia Rodrigo. I've made some real mistakes. The Grammys will be given out February 4th. Jason Athens and ABC News.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone!
Stop!
Another turnover!
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the civic media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Thousands sheltering at Gaza City's hospitals are evacuating as urban fighting and bombs and rockets increase. Israel's military has opened an evacuation route. Injuries are severe and resources few, say doctors like Tom Potokar with the International Red Cross. He has been in a war surgeon situation in Gaza before.
This is the 21st century, and this is where humanity seems to have got us into a position where, for whatever reasons, you know, there is still so much suffering and so much pain.
The Big Ten Conference has banned Jim Harbaugh from coaching at Michigan's three remaining regular season games in a confrontation over a sign-stealing scheme. Wall Street indexes closed higher, as did crude oil prices. Australia offering to help people in the Pacific island chain Tuvalu, allowing over 200 per year to come to Australia to live because of rising seas due to global warming. Just to make sure you have that. Inflation's silver lining for taxpayers.
The IRS announcing its adjusted tax bracket threshold for 2024 rising 5.4%. That slightly outpaces the current inflation rate. It means the amount of money that you would have to make to move into a higher tax bracket has been raised, so folks who were just above the threshold may now find themselves below and paying less. And good news for those who take the standard deduction, that'll rise $750 to $14,600 for individuals in 2024. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Who could take home some Grammy gold?
SZA, Killing It. The Kill Bill singer leads the Grammy-aware nominations with 9 nods. The song Kill Bill up for both Record and Song of the Year, and her album SOS up for Album of the Year. Others getting nods in the big three song, record, and album of the year categories include Taylor Swift, Jon Batiste, Miley Cyrus, and Olivia Rodrigo. I've made some real big mistakes. The Grammys will be given out February 4th. Jason Athenson, ABC News.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Thousands sheltering at Gaza City's hospitals are evacuating as urban fighting and bombs and rockets increase. Israel's military has opened an evacuation route. Injuries are severe and resources few, say doctors like Tom Potokar with the International Red Cross. He has been in a war surgeon situation in Gaza before.
This is the 21st century, and this is where humanity seems to have got us into a position where, for whatever reasons, you know, there is still so much suffering and so much pain.
The Big Ten Conference has banned Jim Harbaugh from coaching at Michigan's three remaining regular season games in a confrontation over a sign-stealing scheme. Wall Street indexes closed higher, as did crude oil prices. Australia offering to help people in the Pacific island chain Tuvalu, allowing over 200 per year to come to Australia to live because of rising seas due to global warming. Just to make sure you have that. Inflation's silver lining for taxpayers.
The IRS announcing its adjusted tax bracket threshold for 2024 rising 5.4%. That slightly outpaces the current inflation rate. It means the amount of money that you would have to make to move into a higher tax bracket has been raised, so folks who were just above the threshold may now find themselves below and paying less. And good news for those who take the standard deduction, that'll rise $750 to $14,600 for individuals in 2024. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Who could take home some Grammy gold?
SZA, Killing It. The Kill Bill singer leads the Grammy-aware nominations with 9 nods. The song Kill Bill up for both Record and Song of the Year, and her album SOS up for Album of the Year. Others getting nods in the big three song, record, and album of the year categories include Taylor Swift, Jon Batiste, Miley Cyrus, and Olivia Rodrigo. I've made some real big mistakes. The Grammys will be given out February 4th. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Thousands sheltering at Gaza City's hospitals are evacuating as urban fighting and bombs and rockets increase. Israel's military has opened an evacuation route. Injuries are severe and resources few, say doctors like Tom Podokar with the International Red Cross. He has been in a war surgeon situation in Gaza before.
This is the 21st century, and this is where humanity seems to have got us into a position where, for whatever reasons, you know, there is still so much suffering and so much pain.
The Big Ten Conference has banned Jim Harbaugh from coaching at Michigan's three remaining regular season games in a confrontation over a sign-stealing scheme. Wall Street indexes closed higher, as did crude oil prices. Australia offering to help people in the Pacific island chain Tuvalu, allowing over 200 per year to come to Australia to live because of rising seas due to global warming. Just to make sure you have that. Inflation's silver lining for taxpayers.
The IRS announcing its adjusted tax bracket threshold for 2024 rising 5.4%. That slightly outpaces the current inflation rate. It means the amount of money that you would have to make to move into a higher tax bracket has been raised, so folks who were just above the threshold may now find themselves below and paying less. And good news for those who take the standard deduction, that'll rise $750 to $14,600 for individuals in 2024. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Who could take home some Grammy gold?
SZA, Killing It. The Kill Bill singer leads the Grammy-aware nominations with 9 nods. The song Kill Bill up for both Record and Song of the Year, and her album SOS up for Album of the Year. Others getting nods in the Big Three Song, Record, and Album of the Year categories include Taylor Swift, Jon Batiste, Miley Cyrus, and Olivia Rodrigo. I've made some real big mistakes. The Grammys will be given out February 4th. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Thousands sheltering at Gaza City's hospitals are evacuating as urban fighting and bombs and rockets increase. Israel's military has opened an evacuation route. Injuries are severe and resources few, say doctors like Tom Potokar with the International Red Cross. He has been in a war surgeon situation in Gaza before.
This is the 21st century, and this is where humanity seems to have got us into a position where, for whatever reasons, you know, there is still so much suffering and so much pain.
The Big Ten Conference has banned Jim Harbaugh from coaching at Michigan's three remaining regular season games in a confrontation over a sign-stealing scheme. Wall Street indexes closed higher, as did crude oil prices. Australia offering to help people in the Pacific island chain Tuvalu, allowing over 200 per year to come to Australia to live because of rising seas due to global warming. Just to make sure you have that. Inflation's silver lining for taxpayers.
The IRS announcing its adjusted tax bracket threshold for 2024 rising 5.4%. That slightly outpaces the current inflation rate. It means the amount of money that you would have to make to move into a higher tax bracket has been raised, so folks who were just above the threshold may now find themselves below and paying less. And good news for those who take the standard deduction, that'll rise $750 to $14,600 for individuals in 2024. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Who could take home some Grammy gold?
SZA, Killing It. The Kill Bill singer leads the Grammy Award nominations with 9 nods. The song Kill Bill up for both Record and Song of the Year, and her album SOS up for Album of the Year. Others getting nods in the big three, song, record, and album of the year categories, include Taylor Swift, Jon Batiste, Miley Cyrus, and Olivia Rodrigo. I've made some real big mistakes. The Grammys will be given out February 4th. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air. WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Thousands sheltering at Gaza City's hospitals are evacuating as urban fighting and bombs and rockets increase. Israel's military has opened an evacuation route. Injuries are severe and resources few, say doctors like Tom Potokar with the International Red Cross. He has been in a war surgeon situation in Gaza before.
This is the 21st century, and this is where humanity seems to have got us into a position where, for whatever reasons, you know, there is still so much suffering and so much pain.
The Big Ten Conference has banned Jim Harbaugh from coaching at Michigan's three remaining regular season games in a confrontation over a sign-stealing scheme. Wall Street indexes closed higher, as did crude oil prices. Australia offering to help people in the Pacific island chain Tuvalu, allowing over 200 per year to come to Australia to live because of rising seas due to global warming. Just to make sure you have that. Inflation, silver lining for taxpayers.
The IRS announcing its adjusted tax bracket threshold for 2024 rising 5.4%. That slightly outpaces the current inflation rate. It means the amount of money that you would have to make to move into a higher tax bracket has been raised, so folks who were just above the threshold may now find themselves below and paying less. And good news for those who take the standard deduction, that'll rise $750 to $14,600 for individuals in 2024. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Who could take home some Grammy gold?
SZA, killing it. The Kill Bill singer leads the Grammy Award nominations with 9 nods. The song Kill Bill up for both Record and Song of the Year, and her album SOS up for Album of the Year. Others getting nods in the big three song, record, and album of the year categories include Taylor Swift, Jon Batiste, Miley Cyrus, and Olivia Rodrigo. I've made some big mistakes. The Grammys will be given out February 4th. Jason Athenson, ABC News.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And it's the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Thousands sheltering at Gaza City's hospitals are evacuating as urban fighting and bombs and rockets increase. Israel's military has opened an evacuation route. Injuries are severe and resources few, say doctors like Tom Potokar with the International Red Cross. He has been in a war surgeon situation in Gaza before.
This is the 21st century, and this is where humanity seems to have got us into a position where, for whatever reasons, you know, there is still so much suffering and so much pain.
The Big Ten Conference has banned Jim Harbaugh from coaching at Michigan's three remaining regular season games in a confrontation over a sign-stealing scheme. Wall Street indexes closed higher, as did crude oil prices. Australia offering to help people in the Pacific island chain Tuvalu, allowing over 200 per year to come to Australia to live because of rising seas due to global warming. Just to make sure you have that. Inflation's silver lining for taxpayers.
The IRS announcing its adjusted tax bracket threshold for 2024 rising 5.4%. That slightly outpaces the current inflation rate. It means the amount of money that you would have to make to move into a higher tax bracket has been raised, so folks who were just above the threshold may now find themselves below and paying less. And good news for those who take the standard deduction, that'll rise $750 to $14,600 for individuals in 2024. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Who could take home some Grammy gold?
SZA, Killing It. The Kill Bill singer leads the Grammy Award nominations with 9 nods. The song Kill Bill up for both Record and Song of the Year, and her album SOS up for Album of the Year. Others getting nods in the big three, Song, Record, and Album of the Year categories, include Taylor Swift, Jon Batiste, Miley Cyrus, and Olivia Rodrigo. I've made some real big mistakes. The Grammys will be given out February 4th. Jason Athenson, ABC News.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK, 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the civic media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Lock as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Lock has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Thousands sheltering at Gaza City's hospitals are evacuating as urban fighting and bombs and rockets increase. Israel's military has opened an evacuation route. Injuries are severe and resources few, say doctors like Tom Podikar with the International Red Cross. He has been in a war surgeon situation in Gaza before.
This is the 21st century, and this is where humanity seems to have got us into a position where, for whatever reasons, you know, there is still so much suffering and so much pain.
The Big Ten Conference has banned Jim Harbaugh from coaching at Michigan's three remaining regular season games in a confrontation over a sign-stealing scheme. Wall Street indexes closed higher, as did crude oil prices. Australia offering to help people in the Pacific island chain Tuvalu, allowing over 200 per year to come to Australia to live because of rising seas due to global warming. Just to make sure you have that. Inflation's silver lining for taxpayers.
The IRS announcing its adjusted tax bracket threshold for 2024 rising 5.4%. That slightly outpaces the current inflation rate. It means the amount of money that you would have to make to move into a higher tax bracket has been raised, so folks who were just above the threshold may now find themselves below and paying less. And good news for those who take the standard deduction, that'll rise $750 to $14,600 for individuals in 2024. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Who could take home some Grammy gold?
SZA, Killing It. The Kill Bill singer leads the Grammy Award nominations with 9 nods. The song Kill Bill up for both Record and Song of the Year, and her album SOS up for Album of the Year. Others getting nods in the big three, Song, Record, and Album of the Year categories, include Taylor Swift, Jon Batiste, Miley Cyrus, and Olivia Rodrigo.
I've made some real big mistakes.
The Grammys will be given out February 4th. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Thousands sheltering at Gaza City's hospitals are evacuating as urban fighting and bombs and rockets increase. Israel's military has opened an evacuation route. Injuries are severe and resources few, say doctors like Tom Podokar with the International Red Cross. He has been in a war surgeon situation in Gaza before.
This is the 21st century, and this is where humanity seems to have got us into a position where, for whatever reasons, you know, there is still so much suffering and so much pain.
The Big Ten Conference has banned Jim Harbaugh from coaching at Michigan's three remaining regular season games in a confrontation over a sign-stealing scheme. Wall Street indexes closed higher, as did crude oil prices. Australia offering to help people in the Pacific island chain Tuvalu, allowing over 200 per year to come to Australia to live because of rising seas due to global warming. Just to make sure you have that. Inflation's silver lining for taxpayers.
The IRS announcing its adjusted tax bracket threshold for 2024 rising 5.4%. That slightly outpaces the current inflation rate. It means the amount of money that you would have to make to move into a higher tax bracket has been raised, so folks who were just above the threshold may now find themselves below and paying less. And good news for those who take the standard deduction, that'll rise $750 to $14,600 for individuals in 2024. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Who could take home some Grammy gold?
SZA, Killing It. The Kill Bill singer leads the Grammy-aware nominations with 9 nods. The song Kill Bill up for both Record and Song of the Year, and her album SOS up for Album of the Year. Others getting nods in the big three song, record, and album of the year categories include Taylor Swift, Jon Batiste, Miley Cyrus, and Olivia Rodrigo. I've made some real big mistakes. The Grammys will be given out February 4th. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Lock as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Lock has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Thousands sheltering at Gaza City's hospitals are evacuating as urban fighting and bombs and rockets increase. Israel's military has opened an evacuation route. Injuries are severe and resources few, say doctors like Tom Podokar with the International Red Cross. He has been in a war surgeon situation in Gaza before.
This is the 21st century, and this is where humanity seems to have got us into a position where, for whatever reasons, you know, there is still so much suffering and so much pain.
The Big Ten Conference has banned Jim Harbaugh from coaching at Michigan's three remaining regular season games in a confrontation over a sign-stealing scheme. Wall Street indexes closed higher, as did crude oil prices. Australia offering to help people in the Pacific island chain Tuvalu, allowing over 200 per year to come to Australia to live because of rising seas due to global warming. Just to make sure you have that. Inflation's silver lining for taxpayers.
The IRS announcing its adjusted tax bracket threshold for 2024 rising 5.4%. That slightly outpaces the current inflation rate. It means the amount of money that you would have to make to move into a higher tax bracket has been raised, so folks who were just above the threshold may now find themselves below and paying less. And good news for those who take the standard deduction, that'll rise $750 to $14,600 for individuals in 2024. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Who could take home some Grammy gold?
SZA, Killing It. The Kill Bill singer leads the Grammy Award nominations with 9 nods. The song Kill Bill up for both Record and Song of the Year, and her album SOS up for Album of the Year. Others getting nods in the Big Three, Song, Record, and Album of the Year categories include Taylor Swift, Jon Batiste, Miley Cyrus, and Olivia Rodrigo. I've made some real big mistakes. The Grammys will be given out February 4th. Jason Athenson, ABC News.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And it's the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of his top fundraiser, looking into whether any illegal foreign money from Turkey was funneled into Adams' campaign. The World Health Organization's head, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, addressing the UN Security Council on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
On average, a child is killed every 10 minutes in Gaza. 1.5 million people have been displaced and are looking for shelter anywhere they can find it.
He expressed concern about the possibility of disease breaking out in Gaza amid people living in poor conditions. Board members of SAG, after voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week to end a strike, now heads to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. As a government shutdown is once again just a week away, a major credit rating agency downgrading the U.S. government's credit rating from stable to negative.
Moody's is the last of the three big rating agencies that still gives the U.S. government a AAA rating on debt, but Moody's latest negative outlook could change that. The Treasury Department telling ABC News there's no reason for a negative report and points to a strong U.S. economy and continued Treasury bond demand. Moody's and the White House blaming Congress for bringing the government to the brink of another shutdown next week.
That's ABC's Andy Field reporting from Washington. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight on Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California, Friday, where it's been undergoing testing and development by Northrop Grumman. The Air Force plans to order 100 of them, which have a flying wing shape, much like the predecessor, the B-2 Spirit. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone!
Stop!
Another turnover forced!
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK, 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of his top fundraiser, looking into whether any illegal foreign money from Turkey was funneled into Adams' campaign. The World Health Organization's head, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, addressing the UN Security Council on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
On average, a child is killed every 10 minutes in Gaza. 1.5 million people have been displaced and are looking for shelter anywhere they can find it.
He expressed concern about the possibility of disease breaking out in Gaza amid people living in poor conditions. Board members of SAG, after voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week to end a strike, now heads to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. As a government shutdown is once again just a week away, a major credit rating agency downgrading the U.S. government's credit rating from stable to negative.
Moody's is the last of the three big rating agencies that still gives the U.S. government a AAA rating on debt, but Moody's latest negative outlook could change that. The Treasury Department telling ABC News there's no reason for a negative report and points to a strong U.S. economy and continued Treasury bond demand. Moody's and the White House blaming Congress for bringing the government to the brink of another shutdown next week.
That's ABC's Andy Field reporting from Washington. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight on Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California Friday, where it's been undergoing testing and development by Northrop Grumman. The Air Force plans to order 100 of them, which have a flying wing shape, much like the predecessor, the B-2 Spirit. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's the budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of his top fundraiser, looking into whether any illegal foreign money from Turkey was funneled into Adams' campaign. The World Health Organization's head, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, addressing the UN Security Council on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
On average, a child is killed every 10 minutes in Gaza. 1.5 million people have been displaced and are looking for shelter anywhere they can find it.
He expressed concern about the possibility of disease breaking out in Gaza amid people living in poor conditions. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week to end a strike now heads to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. As a government shutdown is once again just a week away, a major credit rating agency downgrading the U.S. government's credit rating from stable to negative.
Moody's is the last of the three big rating agencies that still gives the U.S. government a AAA rating on debt, but Moody's latest negative outlook could change that. The Treasury Department telling ABC News there's no reason for a negative report and points to a strong U.S. economy and continued Treasury bond demand. Moody's and the White House blaming Congress for bringing the government to the brink of another shutdown next week.
That's ABC's Andy Field reporting from Washington. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight on Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California Friday, where it's been undergoing testing and development by Northrop Grumman. The Air Force plans to order 100 of them, which have a flying wing shape, much like the predecessor, the B-2 Spirit. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover
forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Tom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of his top fundraiser, looking into whether any illegal foreign money from Turkey was funneled into Adams' campaign. The World Health Organization's head, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, addressing the UN Security Council on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
On average, a child is killed every 10 minutes in Gaza. 1.5 million people have been displaced and are looking for shelter anywhere they can find it.
He expressed concern about the possibility of disease breaking out in Gaza amid people living in poor conditions. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week to end a strike now heads to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. As a government shutdown is once again just a week away, a major credit rating agency downgrading the U.S. government's credit rating from stable to negative.
Moody's is the last of the three big rating agencies that still gives the U.S. government a AAA rating on debt, but Moody's latest negative outlook could change that. The Treasury Department telling ABC News there's no reason for a negative report and points to a strong U.S. economy and continued Treasury bond demand. Moody's and the White House blaming Congress for bringing the government to the brink of another shutdown next week.
That's ABC's Andy Field reporting from Washington. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight on Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California Friday, where it's been undergoing testing and development by Northrop Grumman. The Air Force plans to order 100 of them, which have a flying wing shape, much like the predecessor, the B-2 Spirit. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of his top fundraiser, looking into whether any illegal foreign money from Turkey was funneled into Adams' campaign. The World Health Organization's head, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, addressing the UN Security Council on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
On average, a child is killed every 10 minutes in Gaza. 1.5 million people have been displaced and are looking for shelter anywhere they can find it.
He expressed concern about the possibility of disease breaking out in Gaza amid people living in poor conditions. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week to end a strike now heads to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. As a government shutdown is once again just a week away, a major credit rating agency downgrading the U.S. government's credit rating from stable to negative.
Moody's is the last of the three big rating agencies that still gives the U.S. government a AAA rating on debt, but Moody's latest negative outlook could change that. The Treasury Department telling ABC News there's no reason for a negative report and points to a strong U.S. economy and continued Treasury bond demand. Moody's and the White House blaming Congress for bringing the government to the brink of another shutdown next week.
That's ABC's Andy Field reporting from Washington. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight on Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California, Friday, where it's been undergoing testing and development by Northrop Grumman. The Air Force plans to order 100 of them, which have a flying wing shape, much like the predecessor, the B-2 Spirit. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone!
Stop!
Another turnover forced!
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Lock as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Lock has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of his top fundraiser, looking into whether any illegal foreign money from Turkey was funneled into Adams' campaign. The World Health Organization's head, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, addressing the UN Security Council on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
On average, a child is killed every 10 minutes in Gaza. 1.5 million people have been displaced and are looking for shelter anywhere they can find it.
He expressed concern about the possibility of disease breaking out in Gaza amid people living in poor conditions. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week to end a strike now heads to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. As a government shutdown is once again just a week away, a major credit rating agency downgrading the U.S. government's credit rating from stable to negative.
Moody's is the last of the three big rating agencies that still gives the U.S. government a AAA rating on debt, but Moody's latest negative outlook could change that. The Treasury Department telling ABC News there's no reason for a negative report and points to a strong U.S. economy and continued Treasury bond demand. Moody's and the White House blaming Congress for bringing the government to the brink of another shutdown next week.
That's ABC's Andy Field reporting from Washington. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight on Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.